time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, weather can always play a role in whether the grains prices are up or down. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says he does believe that the weather is playing a role in the current grain prices.
I think it's been one of them. It's good planting weather for corn, so the corn crop's going in relatively well. The soybean crop's going in well. The acres may be a little higher because of the good planting weather. Cotton, same thing going on there. So, yes. Weather's had an impact. It's also, I believe, resulted in higher yield expectations for your winter wheat crop.
Just how far have prices fallen?
Well, if you look at Medford for wheat, early May, they was $7.25. They're down to around $5.75 now. That's a buck and a half off the market. If you go out to Perrington, you look at wheat, $7.35 down to $5.90, a big decline in wheat. But corn prices, the cash have fallen from $8 to $6.90. I think it's important that they're both down relatively hard. However, that corn prices are above wheat prices, and that wheat prices to a certain degree are following corn prices up and corn prices down. Of course, soybean prices, they've dropped about $1.15 from $14.45 down to about $13.30.
Well, you mentioned that weather is one of the reasons, but are there any other reasons that the prices have fallen?
Oh, there's a lot going on this market. Corn, I think corn's king right now. Corn is a determining factor. Now, it's not impacting soybeans. Soybeans are markets on their own. But if you look at what's going on the corn, stocks are relatively tight. You go back out 3 years ago, you know, corn price, the corn stocks over 2 billion bushels, down around 1.3, 1.4 now, so tighter corn stocks. Looking out to 21 estimates, maybe 1.5 billion bushels. Relatively tight corn stocks, but still plenty of corn, and I think that's one reason prices are going down. Then you've got hoarding going on in the market. We had the pandemic, and you know how you and I, toilet paper, paper towels, things that we had to have, we hoarded them, and people hoarded them. Right now, the market is hoarding food, and they're continuing to do that. And as long as they do that, it's going to support our prices, but they're backing off a little bit, and that's having an impact on prices, and they're falling.
You think prices will recover?
Oh, yeah, prices can always recover. Let me tell you a story about 2011, 2012. This farmer called me. Is in the fall. He had his wheat in the bin. He said, wheat price has been up near $9. They were down around $7.50. He said, Kim, can they get back to 9? If they can get to 9, I can buy new equipment. He says, I'm running 84 equipment. I can buy new equipment. Yeah, they can recover. They hit $9.
What would your advice be to Oklahoma producers when they're selling into this type of volatile market?
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.